Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time we can meet together here in your presence. And pray that you would be with us and guide our thoughts and words and help us to do everything to bring honor to you only. Pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, I was on for an opening message, and I was trying to put some thoughts together for a message, and that was not going very good, so I decided to read a chapter I like in the book of Psalms. It's Psalms chapter 90. I'm going to read the whole chapter. It says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and sayest, Return, ye children of men. For a thousand years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as with a flood. They are as asleep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 80 years and 10, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long, and let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. And what I like about this chapter is the reminder of that our lives are short, and seems like days turn into weeks and months and years, and it's easy to let time slip by and not know how you spent it. And so my encouragement to each one of us is to remember that we are here for a purpose, and to think about what we do with our time so we don't look back later and say, I wasted so much time, don't know how I spent it. So the verse that really sticks out to me here is verse 12. It says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. God bless.